Early in 2020, the impact of the pandemic put the U.S. economy in an almost overnight recession. Businesses closed and employees were laid off. There was some recovery as cases leveled off, but as most of the country is again seeing dramatic numbers of COVID-19 cases, uncertainty is once again affecting economic projections for 2021. One positive is the expectation that at least one vaccine could be available for broad distribution in next year's first quarter. Later today, ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business will host its annual economic forecast luncheon. I spoke with one of the presenters, ASU economist Bart Hobein, and asked how challenging it is to look ahead when we remain in the eye of the pandemic storm.
So the forecasting of economic activity in a pandemic like this works, I think, in two ways, largely. One is to think about the long run. Do we think that this pandemic is actually going to have an effect on the economy after the vaccine is presumably introduced and the pandemic is over? Are we going to go back to the path we were on, or are there reasons to believe we might be falling short of that? Most forecasts on the medium to long run actually suggest we're going to fall a little short of that, 2 or 3 percentage points, because of the long run impact this pandemic will have on consumer demand, but also on productivity, where businesses will start adjusting to make sure that they are covered and have their are prepared in case a future pandemic happens. And then on top of that, the short run, there's a lot of uncertainty there. And so largely people look at the path of the virus outbreak, how people respond to that, for example, using cell phone data and retail sales data. And that will help us understand a little bit about the short run effects. There's obviously a lot of uncertainty about the short run, in particular also because we're not quite sure how much government support is going to be and fiscal stimulus is going to be coming into the economy. So there's where the main uncertainty is. But in fact, the discussions about the longer run impact also indicate there's definitely also uncertainty about the economy going forward. Think about 3 to 5 years from now.
So not a surprise. We have to consider politics at this point because there is the feeling with a lame duck Congress that it is still going to be difficult to pass something before the holidays. And then with a Biden administration, will that administration be able to get along with a presumably Republican Senate, even as a Democratic House? So you have to take all that into account as well.
Yes, you do. And I think one of the things you have to realize is this is a very unusual recession, of course, because it was caused by a viral outbreak, which has also meant that where normally a recession is a tide that tends to lower all boats together and the whole economy is in decline, now we're seeing a recession in which parts of the economy are very strong. Think about tech. I think about supermarkets, for example, where demand's gone up because people do much more consumption of food and also beverages at home than what they did before. And then, of course, there's restaurants and tourism, some parts of healthcare that have seen a major decline in demand. So there's this big shift in economic activity that's making this a very unusual recession, where obviously the question is then, how long is the impact going to be on the economy? When some places go out of business, people can't pay their mortgages. To what extent can Congress and the government help? And here's where it's especially important for the federal government to help, because state and local governments in the U.S. can obviously not print their own money, and they can also not run up enormous debt. So if we want to do deficit spending, which is actually a reasonable thing to do when you have such a big negative economic shock, that needs to come from the federal government.
How different would a forecast for 2021 look with a continuing Trump administration, especially when we can think about how the administration has handled the pandemic, but also certain trade and immigration policies that were pretty dramatically different, even for a lot of Republicans?
So I think there's two questions you can ask, which is, suppose we didn't have COVID, how would the outlook have differed from between a Trump and a Biden administration? And I think there largely, this would be the impact of immigration and the impact of trade policies that are very different. Now, most economists would think that increasing immigration is actually a good thing for GDP, simply because if you add people that, and immigrants disproportionately work, so they add disproportionately to GDP. So immigration helps support the economy. It also helps with people paying into Social Security and keeping some of the entitlement systems more solvent. And then, of course, the trade restrictions on the economy as a whole have been assessed as having a relatively negative effect. Now, you also have to realize that part of some of the tax cuts having been passed under the Trump administration seem to have at least provided some stimulus to the economy. The question, of course, is whether that stimulus warranted a $1.7 trillion increase in the national debt, but that's obviously in the eye of the beholder. Now, all of those things, you would see changes even in the absence of COVID between the Trump and the Biden administration. Overall, and that's, I think, also reflected in the stock market, people seem to have a sense that we will see continued growth and continued strength in the economy. And what people really don't like is uncertainty. And we would expect to have a little bit less uncertainty under a Biden administration, since they are have been a little bit clearer about what their economic policies are going forward, rather than sometimes under the Trump administration, in which things were implemented rather haphazardly. On top of that, there's COVID. But I must say, that you could have a lot of criticism about the previous administration, or the current administration rather, about what they're doing, and the incoming administration doing a lot better maybe. But I think that's really not fair if you look across countries. Yes, the U.S. has had some problems implementing public health policies, but if you compare it to European countries, you see similar effects of a smaller order of magnitude, but they've had similar economic impacts. So in that sense, the fact that there's a vaccine, which is obviously the result of partly of US government policies, but also of European support of R&D. So the global effort of getting a vaccine and several vaccines ready is what really helps us going forward. And that obviously is independent of which administration is actually in charge.
Bart Hobein is an economics professor at ASU's W.P. Carey School and one of the speakers at today's Economic Forecast Luncheon.